Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Although we think of it as a common ailment, the flu can have serious consequences for certain segments of the population. Lauren Ellman, assistant professor of psychology at Temple University, explains why a bout with the flu during pregnancy can have far-reaching consequences.
It is now clear that maternal, psychological, and biological information is communicated to the fetus during pregnancy and can greatly influence subsequent development. My research focuses on how a number of maternal conditions during pregnancy, including infection, malnutrition, and exposure to serious life events, are associated with risk of schizophrenia among offspring. Some of our most intriguing results have shown that maternal infections during pregnancy and immune responses to infection are associated with an increased risk for schizophrenia and a more severe course of the disorder. One study in particular found that maternal influenza infection during pregnancy increased the risk of schizophrenia in offspring and led to decreases in childhood verbal IQ performance at age 7 among those who later developed schizophrenia, therefore leading to a cognitive change far before schizophrenia symptom onset. In those children who did not go on to develop schizophrenia, no observable changes were found in IQ, suggesting that liability for schizophrenia was necessary for influenza to negatively impact the fetus. Because most viruses do not seem to cross the placenta, the damaging effects to the fetus likely involve maternal immune responses to infection, such as increases in proteins called pro-inflammatory cytokines that are associated with inflammation. One of our studies found that fetal exposure to increases in a pro-inflammatory cytokine led to significant structural brain alterations in schizophrenia cases, but not in controls. Such neuroanatomical abnormalities are consistent with the interpretation that vulnerability for schizophrenia renders the fetal brain susceptible to infection and immune responses to infection.
That was Temple University's Lauren Ellman. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Oh, my